Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome you to our new time for Francine's radio show. As you know, we used to do the show during the week, and we wanted to get it into a better time zone from all the feedback from the users and everything on what was going to be a better show time for everybody. And Francine, as always, being the loving person she is so flexible. So here we are, and we are now going to be running every Sunday. We have some dates, and I'll get those up there today. We're actually going to be announcing the show dates for the rest of the year for Francine's show. So make sure to check out the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And, of course, you're listening to Francine's Angels radio show. And we'd love to have you call in and get a reading. You can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I'm really excited to announce, and you can get the link off the Spiritual Connections Radio website if you miss any part of this, but if you go to Francine's website at francinesangels.com, we have announced officially both the in-person class, which is in Massachusetts, and I'll just ask Francine real quick. Francine, is that class sold out already?
Not quite. There are two more slots.
Oh, my goodness. anybody that's been following Francine for any time period knows that she normally never advertises her class because of the fact that they just kind of sell out within 2 or 3 days. And it's just an amazing class. It gives you an opportunity to work one-on-one with her, and that's at francinesangels.com. Now, one of the biggest announcements that we have, which we'll be repeating over the next month or so, is that for the first time ever, she is actually going to record her class and make it available. And there's special pricing for that that's up on the website, which you should check out. And it's going to be her entire online workshop with some giveaways and all kinds of great gifts and stuff like that. And that has an RSVP of October, and the class, which will, of course, the regular class will be starting in September through October, but the online class will be available starting October 26th. So we're really excited to have that out there. It's a great opportunity for people. I know there's been a lot of feedback from people from around the world who are like, they either can't get time off from work or there's just no way that they can get there, or probably even tougher is that they try to book into her regular workshop and it sells out before anybody can get into that. And as we announced earlier, if you are trying to work with her in person, there are 2 seats left, but I'm guessing probably by the end of this show those will be gone. So make sure to reach out through the PayPal button. I'm right away on that. And as always, just announcing that we have the online class starting, so that for everybody else who wants to do this remotely, that's going to be available. So we're really excited about that. And with that, let me go ahead and turn this over to you. Go ahead, Francine.
Hello. Thanks, Mark. I don't know what I'd do without you. Glad to be back with you. All right.
Love
thanks,
you.
Everyone. And I want to say to people that when you read about the classroom, whether it's online or the in-house, don't let money be the big issue. Everyone thinks they have to pay it all at once, and you don't. You just put $100 down or whatever you can afford at the time, and then the next 6 weeks we work with you. Don't worry. So if you're thinking, I'd love to take this class, but finances are tight, you don't have to put the whole amount down. So I don't want you not to take this class because of money. I do also offer 1 free slot. For someone who can't afford it, totally cannot afford it, and I usually choose someone for the in-house slot. I haven't even thought about that online, but that's a thought, too. I want to give one away. So if you're really hurting but you need to take the class, just message me or email me, and we'll see if we can work on a free class for someone, too, both in-house and online. All right, let's get started. Yes?
Let me make a quick announcement for everybody, because actually we'll have to add it to the website because I didn't even think about this.
That's something I always add 1 student free in-house, and I didn't put that on my my flyer this time, but I always offer one in-house, so why not let's do one for online students? So some people are just hurting right now. So, yeah, Mark, that would be great.
Well, what I wanted to announce, which is actually pretty amazing, I just did this on something I just purchased. We use PayPal to do our payment processing through the website, and PayPal has a six-month zero-interest loan available so that if you wanted to purchase any of these classes, if you qualify through PayPal's system, through whatever their qualifications are, you can actually pay for the class. You know, you just do PayPal pays for the class, and then you just pay PayPal back over 6 months.
That's interesting.
All right, back to you.
Thank you. All right, so that's something else to consider. It's almost probably like a little, a small loan or a credit card through PayPal. I know that PayPal's interest rate is very low, too, if there is one at all. So check that out. I want you all in this class one way or the other. And like Mark said, we can't fit you all in the classroom. I only take 10 students. One will be free, so there'll be 11. But you will learn everything that the in-house students are getting. You can email me, call me if you have any questions, especially for the online classes. If you get stuck in a class, I'm available all the time. I will return your calls. All right, let's get started. All right, I'm in Gloucester, Massachusetts today. It is a beautiful day. I don't know where you are around the world, but I hope you're enjoying the summer. To me, it's been an amazing summer. The weather's just so cooperated. Mother Nature's been really kind, taking great advantage of our local beaches. And we have a pool in the backyard, so I am there every day. Even in the rain, I still like to go out there because winters are so long. And the saddest day for me is when my husband covers the pool up. So I'm out there. So I hope you're making the best of your summer, whatever you do. All right, today's topic or today's guided meditation, I want it to be about, people say to me, how do I know my angels exist? Well, today I want to introduce you to your lead or your guardian angel, and that's what I want my guided meditation to be about. So if you can find a nice, comfortable position, feet on the ground, or if you want to lie down, that's great too, but find a comfortable position where your arm's not going to fall asleep or your legs. And it's only a little 15-minute guided meditation because I always want to save a lot of time to take your calls. So sit in that position. And I'm going to actually, I got these beautiful Buddhist monk bells that I'm going to ring. And that'll change the energy of both my home and yours. I'm going to ring them 3 times. And while I'm doing this, I want you to take some deep breaths with each ring. All right, breath in through your nose and out and a ring. Good. And again, and these are the Tibetan bells. One more. And again. And even if you're in a bad mood or you've just had a lousy conversation with someone or woke up grumpy, those vibrations from the bells will change your energy for the better. So I hope you're feeling it. Okay, let's begin. I want you to ask your angels to open up your spiritual eyes today so that you can feel them and eventually even see them. And yes, that's possible. They usually show up when you first see them in your peripheral vision as a shadow or a light. They don't want to manifest in front of you because their wingspan is wide and they'd scare you. So, but for today, let's try to feel them. You could begin by saying, "Dear angels, today I want to open my spiritual doors." By saying it out loud, it's like lifting up your blinds and letting them know you're ready to receive and that you're not afraid. Their biggest fear is that you're afraid to hear or see from them. They never want to frighten you. Tell them, "I lift this veil. I lift it so I can feel you today." they are so eager to be felt by you and to prove that they are there for you. Now, again, let's meet these beautiful beings of light. Clear away all negative thoughts, feelings, and energy. Give yourself permission to quiet down your mind. Let go of those 10,000 thoughts that are in there right now. You should just be focusing on the sound of your breathing. Good. It should be a nice, soft, even breath. Your body is starting to relax and feel very weightless. No cares, no worries, and absolutely no anxiety. Let it go. You're free right now. And you're just learning to live in this moment. Not a half an hour from now, not an hour from now. Just this moment. Enjoy. This is your time to connect to your archangels. They will always be there for you. And everyone on this earth has 7 angels. One is your lead or guardian angel. They are eager to hear from you. They are eager to guide you and love you at all times. They are never off duty. Some will say to me, "How do I know I have angels? I can't see them." And I will say back, "You have lungs and a heart that you can't see, but you know that they're always working for you." Well, angels are much the same. You can't always see them, but I promise they're watching over you all the time and working just for you. They were assigned to you at birth. They will not leave you until it is time to cross you over to heaven. They will hold your hand every step of the way, even then. Now imagine in your mind just one angel. This will be your guardian. And even though you have 6 more, let's just focus on this one for today. Ask your lead angel to help you to feel their presence right now. You may feel a sense of peace or a light touch on your face, usually on the left side or shoulder. They love to touch the left side because that is the ego side, and they try to shut that down so you can open the right side, which is in the intuitive. This is a very natural way for them to introduce themselves. They are full of unconditional love for you and are eager to prove that love. Now, take a minute and ask what your lead angel's name is. You may hear a simple name or a very long one. Don't get discouraged. They'll work with you and they'll say it again until you have it down pat. Ask their name. Good. You may have heard it telepathically, and that's the way they normally begin to speak with you. You usually hear it in your mind and not an audible voice in the beginning. They tend to communicate telepathically in the first stages of introduction. Now ask your angel if they are male or female. Good. They usually give an answer within the first 5 seconds. It's very quick. Another question to ask, are you a cherub or an adult angel? The energy is very different between a cherub angel. They're light and giggly and soft. They make you feel very childlike. And the adult angel, you feel like a mother or father figure. The adult angel has a very soothing tone to their voice and feel, where the cherub angel is more like a little fairy angel. Pay attention to all that you see, hear, and feel right now. you may see a certain color connected to your angel. For example, cobalt blue represents Archangel Michael. Emerald green is for Archangel Raphael. And beautiful golden colors, like a golden sunlight, is for Gabriel. Angels usually don't appear in flight or show their full wingspan in the beginning because they never want to frighten you. I have seen an angel in full flight, and their wingspan is 6 feet on either side. And anyone that's seen one, you can't even describe the intricacies of the feathers, because it's nothing that words can describe for me anyway. They are there to comfort you, not scare you. See the beautiful colors that they emit and breathe in this amazing color. Feel their miraculous healing. And right about now, you should be feeling an amazing sense of peace that surpasses all understanding. That's what your angel should feel like. They see your worries and anxiety, but they also see the outcome way before you do. And if you listen to their inner guidance, you'll make the best choices for yourself and your loved ones. Sometimes you may hear a ringing or high vibrational pitch in either one ear or both. That noise in your ear is their way of communicating with you. Because there's no time in heaven, so their vibration is very quick. I ask my angels to slow down so that I can understand their messages. And they almost always accommodate me. You may also feel a pressure or a blocked ear again. That is another way of communicating with you. They are always listening and want to send their help immediately. Also notice what you are doing when you hear or feel these messages. They are usually saying, slow down, or wrong direction, or think again. Or sometimes they are simply praising you or patting you on the back for a right path that you are on. They also give blessings for wonderful decisions that you've made. And you feel that in your tummy or your gut. They're just like proud parents, praising you for great jobs. And lastly, I want you to take a moment and ask your lead angel for something specific that you need right now. Please don't ask for $1 million or to win the lottery. They know exactly how much money to give you, always. Don't ever see lack, see abundance. I'll give you a moment to ask your lead angel for your particular prayer today. Good. And please don't forget to thank them in advance. That proves to them that you truly believe in them and you see your prayer already being answered by them. I have a parking angel. I hope you all do too. And whenever I need a parking spot on a rainy day or I'm in a hurry, even before I've seen the spot, I thank my angels. And there it is. Good. Congratulations. You've had your very first angel encounter. And now you've opened the door to them. You'll have even more. Good. Now I am ready to take your calls. If you're ready to call in, do we have any callers, Mark?
Let me check.
Thank you. Were you doing the meditation?
No, I was actually updating your radio website with all your dates for this year.
Great. Thank you. What would I do without you, my friend?
It'd probably be about as lost as I am half the time.
I don't think we make a good team then.
Yes, we do. All right. We have Nicole. Nicole, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
How are you today?
Good.
What's your question?
How do I stay peaceful and confident and calm in the middle of a storm?
Where do you go to find your peace, first of all? Do you have a sacred space in your home? Do you have a little place
I guess since it's taking me so long to think of it, I would say no.
No. All right. Do you go to your bedroom? It's, most women, that's their sacred space.
No.
Okay. Mine is in my angel room. I light a white candle, and I could be having the worst day ever, and I'll tell you, I come in here, Nicole, and I say, mm-hmm. I give it all to you, my angels. I can't handle this, but I know you can. Is this family matters, Nicole?
No. No.
Why do I feel a father figure or a husband family matters? Does that make sense?
I guess maybe to the husband part of it, but not to the father.
Okay. But is he the father of your children?
Yeah.
That's it. So this feels like it's family-oriented. It feels like it's a father figure that would be your husband. I feel like he's very confused as to whether he wants to commit to this family. Is that true?
Possibly. I mean, I've always thought of him as at least committed to them, you know, to the boys.
But
I've
why
never
do
questioned I... that.
Okay, so is it you don't feel he's committed to?
Maybe. I mean, we're separated.
Why do I feel he still cares deeply for you, though?
I know he does.
So are you working on that? I just
No.
feel there's too much arguing and fighting, and you've lost the love. Do you see that? Are you willing to fight for this man?
I don't really want to.
Okay. Why do I feel he still loves you? But you're on the fence, my friend.
Yeah, I know he does. He's not
is
the one that wants it to end.
Is there someone else in your life? Is that the problem?
Sort of, but then again, not really. I mean, it's a friend, but... it's not anything that
Mama.
Could work.
Mama.
Okay. And you're
right
going to get mad at me, and I'm going to throw it out there because you call me for the truth.
Yeah, that's fine.
I really feel you could work it out with him, Nicole, if you want to. I just feel you've both lost your way. Who had the addiction problems? Is it him?
I don't know.
Or is this the new friend coming in? One of the men did.
I guess maybe the new one, I don't know.
Yeah, be careful of the new one. I feel
Mama.
Like you think you're getting away from something that's stressful, but you're getting into something that's not going to work for you. If you can keep it as a friendship, that's great, but I'd try to work it out with hubby if I could. The love is strong, honey.
Okay.
And you say you have two little boys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the oldest one's name?
Brady.
He's feeling the pain of this. Are you feeling this?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, he knows something's off. He can't put his finger on it. So can I draw some cards and see where your life's going?
Sure.
And will you do something fun today? You
yeah,
sound like
yeah.
you're down in the dumps. Are you near the beach?
No.
Oh, a park?
Yeah, we're definitely near a park.
All right, good. All right, Nicole, I'm going to give him a good shuffle.
Okay.
And I'm going to draw three cards and see what it looks like for you. Actually, my angel is telling me to draw four. To draw four. Let's see. One, two, three, four. Okay. Well, your children come first. You get the children card. Do you feel that?
Yeah, definitely.
Mama.
And the support card is next. Who do you... Where do you go for support, honey? I don't feel you have a lot of support.
I have one close friend I talk to.
But I don't feel family support. Are you away from family?
No, we're near each other, but we've never been close in that way.
Okay. So ask for some support. If you need a day, a little break, and someone can watch the kids so that you can clear your head.
Uh-huh.
Your next one is power. You hold the power of this marriage. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. I know that.
You can make or break it. But your last card is new beginnings. Nicole, you don't want to fight for this man. Why?
Because I didn't think that he was a good fit. Well, I didn't think it was right in the beginning, but I didn't have the confidence then to listen to my guidance.
Okay, because new beginnings means that, I mean, I'm telling you to go back with him, and your cards are saying you want new beginnings. You don't want to go back there. You want a fresh start.
Right.
And that's what I see for this year. I feel he's got a lot of love for you, but you can't return that love.
Right.
So new beginnings means that you're going to wipe the slate clean. Doesn't mean you're going to forget him because he's still the dad of your children.
Yeah.
But you're going to start fresh.
I care about him a lot.
I know. But more like a brother than a love. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Right. I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to fight for you. So you're going to have a little bit of a fight as far as he doesn't want you to go. But you need to know where your happiness lies, okay?
Okay, yeah.
And I wish you all the best, you and your two beautiful sons.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you, honey.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All righty, let's see what we got next here. I was going to say, we got Francine, no, that's you.
It's me.
is it Mima?
Mia.
Thank you, Mia.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, honey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, you have beautiful energy.
Oh, thank you. I called your radio show 4 months ago. And you said that I will be moving to Florida, and I am in Florida.
Yay! How's it
and,
working out?
I'm so much happier here. I found
there
a
again,
new...
And your angels were guiding you there. Do you see that?
Yes. I found a new relationship, too, now that I'm here.
Even better. What's his first name?
His name is Woody.
Oh, I love that name. You don't hear that much. Is that his given name?
No, that's what everyone calls him.
Oh, so that's more of a nickname, but I like that. But I bet he gets a lot of teasing over that name. Why do I feel this is true love, too, Mia?
It felt that way when I met him in the beginning, too, when I first met him. Like we both.
Yeah, but he's got a problem with commitment. Does he tell you that?
No, he doesn't tell me that.
Was he married or engaged before? I see that.
No, he wasn't, but I was married before.
Ah, so do you have the problem with commitment, honey? One of you does.
Oh, yeah. I guess because of history.
Of course. And so we know that when we move on and this person feels right, that we don't compare them.
Yes, I'm not comparing.
And take it slow. And is Woody having a problem with his job right now? I feel that.
Yes, he's stressed out, but he feels he needs to make money. He works hard.
I almost feel like you almost have to tell him to stop working. Does that make sense? Like you don't get a lot of time because he works too much.
Yes, that's it. You're right.
I keep hearing problems with a job because he doesn't know how to end the job. He's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And he does have an addiction. It's money. He loves to put money away. Does he tell you this?
Oh, my gosh. He's so frugal.
It's like he has to put money away and he's not enjoying it. Tell him Francine said to take you out to dinner.
He does it once a week. He can afford to do more.
He can. Or take a little mini vacation, but he's a good guy, honey. He really is. Does he have a mother figure in heaven? I feel her coming through.
I think so, because he pretty much just talks about his dad a lot more.
More than his mom? This feels more like a grandmother than a mother, though.
Uh-huh.
But I also feel there's a woman in heaven that couldn't be there for him, so that could be a mother figure, but I also feel a grandmother that was there for him. And is he on his feet all day?
Yes. Yes, he is.
His feet are sore.
Oh. Okay.
So he doesn't get a break all day long?
He does. He takes a nap from his break. He's a waiter, and so he's on his feet all day.
Oh, that's why. His feet hurt. And new job for you? Are you still looking?
I'm working. As soon as I got here, I found a job right away. It was just a job that's enough to pay rent and, you know, gas and food.
It's not a permanent job.
No, it's not. But I do want to ask you, and if you can pull cards on my career in finance.
Give me a question first.
Yes, because it seems like I'm able to take care of myself, but I want to pay off my student loans or pay down my student loans.
Good. But I don't feel like you're going to be in this job much longer. I feel it was like you took this job just to make ends meet, but I feel there's a new job coming by this fall.
Oh, wow.
Have you applied for anything else?
No, I'm not, but I'm getting myself into energy work. I'm doing it on a voluntary base right now for old people. They have pain, and I just touch them.
There's your new job. So you're a Reiki practitioner, honey. Get some Reiki courses under your belt. But, yeah, you got a new job coming, but it's a job that touches your soul this time. It's not just about the money.
Oh, wow.
Good girl. And send some Reiki to Woody's feet, would you?
Yes, I will do. I would
good.
Do some Reiki
on him. And the
elderly
do need that. That's so nice to hear. I'm going to shuffle some cards. What's your question while I'm shuffling?
I want to find a way to pay off my student loans.
Okay. Let's give it a good shuffle and see if I see the abundance card or anything coming up. 1, 2, 3. Oh, good. Your first card is the study card. It means that you... Are you taking some courses to help you with this healing? Your hands are very gifted.
I guess I read up on Reiki, but I don't really follow the hand position that they're talking about. There's just too many hand positions. What I do is I just touch somebody, and then they just feel the energy. So
I'll be honest with you. When I do a healing on someone, I go to where my hands are guided.
Okay.
Do you feel that? Yeah. It's almost like that person's body is calling you to touch or heal that area that needs it. And so, and I bet most Reiki practitioners will tell you, you know, they base it loosely. They know there are certain positions you can put your hand in, but I think they get away from that path too. So put your hands where you feel they're needed. But I also feel you do some studies or take a class that makes your healing abilities higher so that you have the confidence to use them. Do you also do something with music? That's your next card.
I listen and I sing in the car.
Right, but do you incorporate music with your healing session, soft music in the background?
No, I don't.
Good. You should. It's like when you're working on an elderly person, ask them, would you mind if I put a little background music? Because that can be equally as healing in the background, okay? And I feel it's healing to you.
Okay.
And your last card is miracles. Have you called about your loans? Have you asked them to consolidate?
They have given me extensions. That's about what they can do for now.
Okay. But are you allowed to pay in smaller increments, I guess is what I'm asking?
Yes, I'm allowed that, but then They just give me a time frame. You're allowed to pay so many for the next 2 months, like that.
Okay. And then you're keeping up
back. Yeah, and then we go back to the regular payment, and then I call them again, and just, I can't make my payment.
Yeah, you can only do what you can do, honey. So don't beat yourself up. Give them what you can give. But it's by not calling them and ignoring them that they won't mm-hmm. work with you. But keep calling and just tell them it's been a good month or it's been a tough month. But I feel like they want to consolidate and they want to work with you. They'd rather get their money in small increments. But I feel you do something with healing that gives you extra money or extra pay. And within a year, you could do this full-time if you love it.
Oh, wow. I would like to help the elderly here.
Yeah.
Because they're in so much pain. Some of them, you know, how they used to drive and they like to be independent, but sometimes they're just in so much pain that they don't get to do what they want to do.
Exactly. And you know what I say? We're all going to be elderly someday, so you hope that someone takes that much compassion on you. See? So, but I don't just feel you doing healing around them. I feel you doing home health care, too.
Oh, wow.
I feel that will be your permanent job. I feel like you'll go in. I don't know if it's called a CNA, but you'll just go in and you'll go to their houses where they're more comfortable. And that it's great because that means that they get to stay home longer and don't have to go to assisted living. So, Mia, you are right on the money, pal.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you
Have
so
a great
much, Francine.
All right,
everything
keep in touch.
You said has just came true.
Oh, it's your angels. I'm just their mouthpiece. All right. And you walk with Michael. That's your lead angel.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Did he
introduce himself today? Did you do the meditation?
I did. I felt the, I didn't feel the adult angel. I felt the cherub angel.
Yeah, well, Michael can appear as a cherub as well. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Good. Know that your angel's Archangel Michael. Do you love the color blue? Are you more drawn to it?
I do. It's my favorite color, and this explains why.
Now you know why. Exactly.
My closet, I have so many blue. And I love all shades of blue.
That's it. That's Michael. He walks with you. And most people love blue when they walk with Michael. Enjoy the rest of your day, Mia. So great to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Francine.
Bye. Enjoy Florida.
All right. That's pretty cool. All right. We have Mark. Mark, you're on.
Howdy, Francine. How are you?
You made it.
I did.
How are you, hon?
I'm doing all right. Just wondering what angel messages I've got. I know we've talked before, and probably most of the people listening know we've talked before, and I have a hard time remembering my dreams to hear messages in my dreams. So I just wanted to know on a couple fronts what messages are coming through for me from my angels.
Are you remembering any of your dreams, for starters?
Usually I just remember bad dreams, nightmares. My father passed. It'll be about 9 years ago this coming week. And I remember having a snippet of him in one of my dreams over the last
recently?
Week. So, yeah, recently.
Good.
So
yeah,
but I can't remember. Once I wake up, I can't remember what was said or anything like that. So I just wondered if there were any
That's
messages.
A visitation. First of all, that's a visitation more than a dream. It means that he's come to visit you. Is your body in pain or do you need him more right now? There's a reason for him coming. Do you see that? Or do you feel stuck in some way?
I feel, I don't know what the word would be. I wasn't expecting the question. I feel uneasy. About jobs and relationships. So
your dad's coming. Yeah, he's coming as visitation to say, hey, I'm here. What do you need?
Yeah.
Life is tough.
I've never expected my dad to come through to help me with relationship issues, but
because they change, and when they get to heaven, heaven's so perfect, they say, nothing to do up here. I'll go down and help my son. And he may not have got relationships right on earth, but he knows who you need to be with. And that's his main mission. Jobs, I feel you're in the right environment, but you're frustrated. Is that true?
That's true.
Like you want to pop everybody you're working with right now.
Well, I mean, for me, it's more... I just want to do such a good job, and I've got to prove myself. And everything I do, I feel as though, you know, I wish I could do better. I'm almost doing the best I can, and I still think it's not good enough.
Yeah, that's a healer, Mark. It means that even though you give 100%, it's never enough. You need to stop that mentality. You're doing a great job. You're dealing with multiple personalities, too. That's also not easy. But when you put your head on the pillow at night, you just say, I did the best job I could with my dad's guidance and assistance, and tomorrow I'll do it again. It's the itty-bitty shitty committee that'll tell you you're doing everything wrong. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I understand, you're doing...
Belong to my little party in my area.
That's why you have the negative dreams, because 5 minutes before you go to bed, you bring all this junk to bed with you, and you marinate in it all night. So, your dad is with you. Is there a birthday coming up for your mom?
No.
What's the big celebration around your mom right now?
I hope there's some... really good news coming up for her real soon.
Oh,
so.
All right. But I also feel it may be health related, but I also feel it was it their anniversary coming up, or like he needs to celebrate with her,
September.
If that makes sense. When is it?
It's September.
That's it, because he's saying there's a celebration that we're connected to. Would you tell your mom your dad says happy anniversary, even though it's a couple of months down the road?
I will.
He loved her. He did. He had a funny way of showing it, but he loved her.
The best thing he ever did was call her and apologize before he passed. So,
see?
Yeah.
See? Because he couldn't tell her that until it was too late. But she knows that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's your question today? Love life? I'm dealing some cards. Or you said jobs?
Yeah.
Or both?
Well, I'd like to do both, but... my focus is, of course, Beth. I can deal with job stuff myself.
All right. I think you can, too. I think you're right on the money job-wise. I just think there are good days and bad days, but I just feel like better days are coming job-wise. All right. I'm going to shuffle some cards here for a minute, get rid of the last client's energy, and put yours in. And my client, my angel will tell me four cards for you, too. Good. Your first card is friendship. And you know this as well as I do, Mark. She can only offer you a friendship right now. Would you settle for that?
Oh, yeah.
Because the next card, I laugh, it's soulmate. She knows she's your soulmate, but she's so busy hiding her own pain, that's all she can offer. Are you feeling that from her?
When I get a chance to talk to her, yeah, but...
yeah.
Right as soon as we start talking, it everything falls away, and I know that we're in different places. I accept that, but I so strongly feel the fact that she's my soulmate. That
and she
matter.
Knows it too, but she's so busy healing everyone else in her world that she keeps forgetting about her future. Are you seeing this with her?
Yep.
Yeah, it's like everything is, I don't want to focus on me. That's too much work. I don't want to think about my future, but she just, it's like, let me do hands-on with people, and that's great. But her next thing is serenity. She calls you, or she'll connect with you when she needs peace of mind. When the bottom drops out, that's when she needs you. Because she knows you're her everything. Do you find her calling when she's at a low place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
you're her core.
Getting ready to go on a trip and needs... an extra boost, yeah.
that's you. And she knows that you'll be there, genuinely be there for her. There'll be other women who want to be with you, but, you know, they'll come and go because she's the true one. And if you're a patient man, a man, you need patience with this one. She's your love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the last card, I actually dealt five by mistake. So you have divine guidance and study. Are you taking some courses, Mark? You're being guided to take some.
Well, I mean, I could do a shameless promotion that I'm getting ready to sign up for one of your classes.
Ooh, you are! I didn't know you were. Good.
Well, I'm seriously thinking about it. So, I said,
don't let money be the problem, okay?
No, it won't. And
good.
I just have to you know, click the buttons and figure out more about it. So
you got it, kiddo. I would be honored to have you in my online class. Love
already.
It. All right.
Well, knowing that things are going to pretty much stay the same, I will get off and let you handle other people's issues. And thank you very much.
Thank you, honey. Be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Great having you on, Mark. All right, let's go ahead and bring on Maria. Maria, you're on with Francine.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Francine. How are you?
Hi. What's your question?
Well, I just want to tell you, I had a reading with you, and I'm just I'm getting ready to get the house ready for moving. And,
yay. Are you ready?
I think so, yes. I think I'd like to get rid of, you know, move on. Marty says hello,
by
the way.
This is what I feel. Don't go any further. You're getting rid of old baggage that should have gone out years ago, pal. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like you are cleaning the slate. It's like this has been on top of you, weighing you down. I feel everything that could possibly be new once you move is new. I'm talking so fast because my angels are.
Oh, okay.
Wow. It's like you've had an epiphany moment and you're saying no more. Too many people pick on Maria. I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, it's just the house is weighing me down, so I just want to go.
Good. So yeah. Are you moving to a townhouse or condo?
That's what I'm thinking
I
about.
I see it. What?
That's
I
what
see
I'm
it.
About. Oh, my gosh.
I see. I almost see like a brand new, they're just building these townhouses.
And that's what you told me, too.
Really? I don't remember my readings.
Yeah, no.
Where are you? Go ahead.
No. That's exactly what you said. It's going to be
Are you looking already, or have you already found it?
Well, I'm going on vacation in September, so after that I'm going to do that. I'm going
to do
that. But I think I'm going to start looking around beforehand. We'll see if I have the time.
I do, too. I feel like you should look because they're brand new. I don't want them to go so quickly that you don't get your foot in the door. But, oh, man. And tell me about the new love life.
Nothing yet, but I think it's progressing, and I'm not sure.
Well, it's so new that he's afraid. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Like he's treading very lightly, but he knows it's good.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. I do, too. I feel like it's good. I also feel, is he really handy, like he helps you to move and set things up in the new place?
That would be nice. It would be a time of
helpful,
too. Cause
I almost feel like he wants to be helpful to you, useful in some way.
Well, that would be nice.
And do you cook a lot for him?
No, but that's what would happen because that's what I do for work.
I just feel like he loves when you cook for him or he's dying for you to ask him to make him a meal.
Oh, wow.
Have you had him over for dinner?
No. No, not yet.
Oh, well, then there you go. When you move into your new place, make him a nice dinner.
Okay.
Good. All right. Can I shuffle some cards? What's your question, Maria?
Well, I just want to know if everything else is on track. Like I'm
with your life, your family?
Yeah, with everything.
All right, let me deal some cards.
I'm sorry.
No, as long as some people think it's general, if I feel it's too general, I'll ask you a little more. But I just feel I almost feel like you've been through hell and back, and things are finally getting to where you need them to be. And this house had to go. I just feel like a male energy in this house that was very tough that lived with you. Is that true?
Yeah.
Was this your husband?
Yep.
Yeah. So that's another reason why you're leaving. You couldn't change him or his energy. All right. First card is manifestation in children. Are your children getting closer to you? Are you feeling this?
I've always had a good relationship with them, but yeah.
But even better, they're rallying around you to sell this house.
One of them doesn't
want you to, but the other does.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, and it's like she's got mixed emotions. But she'll be fine because she'll see how happy you are in the new house. But your children are right on target. They're actually drawing closer to you. And you're going to laugh, but you got divine timing and soulmate. This man does love you. But the timing for him, would you take a little time to get to know each other first?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's slow on everything he does, isn't he?
He's just very cautious.
He's very methodical, though. He's a thinker. He's got to think things out. And you're just, throw caution to the wind. I know I love you. Let's move on. But he's a keeper.
Okay.
Good girl. All right. You keep in touch and let us know when you get your new place.
Okay.
All right. God bless you, Maria.
Marty says hello, by the way.
Oh, you know Marty?
Yeah.
Tell Marty I say hello back.
I will.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you Maria from New York?
Yep.
Oh, I know you. You are a great cook.
Thank you.
All right. Give Marty my love.
I will. Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, she's got some powerful energy.
She does. She's a strong lady.
All right. Is it Brandon or Braden?
Brandon.
There you go.
Hey, Brandon. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon, Francine. Good to talk to you.
Same here. What's your question?
Well, I got a really interesting iron in the fire, and I'm about to embark on another career change. And I've had a really great interview with these guys as far as, a new job prospect. And
okay.
I've just gone pins and needles, like a lot riding on it, because it's a real big boost for my family, which we desperately need. And I just, just curious if there's any information out there in the universe that I could benefit from.
Why do I feel it's down to two people, you and somebody else? Did they tell you that?
Well, it's it was two people that interviewed me. And it was an unsolicited job position where it was purely networking. It wasn't an advertised position. And they all really like me, but it's kind of, the one guy brought me in for the interview, the other two guys interview me, and then the company president was on vacation, and then when he gets back, they're going to have another meeting about me. And it's just a big...
Because that's what I'm feeling. It's not two people that it's down to. It's one is for you and one is not so sure. Did you feel that in the meeting?
Actually, it seemed like they both really liked. I didn't quite get that one of them was. One of them was much more laid back and just talking about that particular industry in general. And the other one was... Well, I bring you in, we can do this, we can do that, we can do this. And, one of them seemed very much more gung-ho about bringing me in. The other one was very friendly and positive, but a little more just talking about life in general, I guess, looking back on it.
Yep. One of them, you've sold him. The other, it's like he has to be sold. But who's the third party that's coming in to make the big decision?
That's the president who brought me in.
You've met him, though?
I haven't met him. We've talked on the phone for a while.
Okay, you need to meet him. Brandon, you dazzle people when you meet them, and you don't even know you're doing it. Do you realize that? Because you're passionate about what you do.
Yes.
So is there any way we can have a meeting with the boss and tell him, I live, sleep, and eat this new job. I can't wait. What are my odds of getting it?
Now, supposedly, he will be, they're all going to be in touch with me next week about.
Good. Ask for a meeting. Say, I'm so much better hands-on. Because I feel like you give 120% when you give. You're not a lazy man. I feel like you're just there all the time. So I would love this. Can I draw some cards now? I'm curious.
Sure. Oh, please.
All right. Put your energy in the cards for me, and let's see what we get. I'm going to shuffle. And just focus on the job at hand. Okay. I'm going to give you four as well. All right, your first one is self-acceptance. The job you're in, are they not praising you for the work you're doing? I feel like you're doing a great job, but no one's telling you.
Yeah, no, it's a kind of a thankless position I'm in right now.
Yeah, it's like you're doing the job. You're getting to the point you're going, why am I bothering? But you're not going any further in this, and you need to get out. But your next one is divine timing. These people want you. You've given your all to this. But you know what's funny? The next one is ideas and inspirations, and that's a new job. And the fourth card is celebration. This job is yours.
Huh.
Good boy. And I feel like, do you have to travel a little bit this job?
Oh, I'm all
car,
over.
Like car travel? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Car
travel. Is that going to bother you? That's the only thing. Is the car travel going to bother you? It's a lot more travel.
Yeah, no. And that goes with the territory for this industry.
Okay.
I don't do anything that benefits my family.
Absolutely. But I feel like the travel almost, if you put in the travel, they're almost grooming you to see how much they can put in your plate.
Yes.
Good. And do you have a black dog?
Yes, I do have a black dog.
She loves you. Do you know that?
Yes, I know.
It's like, I don't know if you're not spending enough time with her, but she's very intuitive that you're upset. So she's putting her head in your lap, and she's giving you more attention because you know she knows you're hurting.
Yeah, she's a very sensitive dog.
She feels it. And I also feel you have a child who's very sensitive, too. But getting back to the dog, is there something wrong with her left ear right now?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Little bug bite, anything?
No, I'm not aware of any injury.
Okay, she's not shaking her head?
Well, she does shake her head.
All right, make sure there's not a tick or bite in there, but I feel like she's shaking her left ear and she's trying to tell you, but she is so in tune to you and your family. This is a very special dog. She actually speaks very telepathically to your daughter. Does your daughter say that she can hear the dog?
No, but they've grown up together.
Do you have a little girl or am I mixing it up? I feel like a little girl in your life.
A little girl, yes.
Okay, good. The dog talks to her.
Oh.
Yep, but watch the dog's left ear and call me. I want to congratulate you on your new job.
Oh, thank you.
Go meet with the boss. He's going to love you. He's got a son that won't work for him. So you're going to be like the son that won't work there.
Oh, that would be great.
Good. All right, Brandon. God bless you, honey.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
You
have a great afternoon.
You too. Call in again.
Hey, Francine, I got quite a few callers. Do you want to go into a little bit of overtime today?
Sure.
All right, let's get going. Here's, is it Adrian or Andrian?
Andrea.
Thank you.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Francine. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Have I read for you before?
You have.
Okay. I you don't sound familiar, but I don't hear the word Andrea very often.
You read for me last year, and you actually told me I was going to get a job within 4 months, and I got a job in 4 months.
You see how on the money our angels are.
Yes,
and how's it
do.
Working out? Good?
Well, at first, no, but I thought I was trying to follow my instincts and hang in there, and I'm glad I did because it worked out good.
Yeah, because it's just fear that will stop us. Don't you feel that? Now let's talk about your love life. What's going on there, pal?
Well, that's why I'm calling.
I can feel it right for the phone.
nothing is going on. I guess that's the problem.
Oh, but I feel someone broke your heart. Can you let that person go completely?
I thought I already did.
Well, sometime we have that residual. I just feel like let go of the hurt, the pain. Open up a door for this new person to come in. And this is within a 3, so within 3 weeks, 3 months. Have you already met him?
I don't think so.
All right. I feel like he's very close. Is it someone at work that's paying you attention or?
Well, it's funny that you say that because my last reading, you told me I was going to meet someone through work.
Wow.
And,
see, I don't remember my readings, but yeah, I feel someone at work. Do you have to go to like seminars or classes?
Not really. I've only been to a couple, but I don't really typically go, no.
All right, I feel like you meet him in a crowded room like that. But yeah, I feel it through work. Do you travel so that you meet new people?
I don't. I'm actually going to be traveling in September. Like we do it once a year.
Good. Keep your eyes open then. It's work-related.
Okay.
All right, can I draw some cards, Andrea?
Sure. Yeah.
Good. What's your question while I'm drawing?
Do I have a soulmate out there somewhere?
All right, let's ask that question. And when is he coming? How's that?
And when is he coming, yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm going to try 4 for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. Your first card is Truth and Integrity. Are you honest with men? Do you tell them what you want?
I don't really speak to any of them, so but I am honest
But this is what I feel. You know what they call the first date syndrome, where you show them who they want you to be?
Yeah.
Don't do that this time. When the next guy comes in, I do feel the number 3. So it's either 3 weeks, 3 months, or no later than March of next year, because that's the 3rd month. Be honest. You know what? I've been hurt by men. This is not the first date, obviously, but, you know, this is what I'm looking for. And if you're not, you know, long-term commitment down the road at some point, that's kind of what I'm looking for. I want to get to know you first, obviously, but I almost feel like you give men what they want to hear and not what feeds your soul.
Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Now, your next one is you meet this new man through study, so take classes, seminars, anything to do with work that you need to. It's like anything with higher knowledge, that's how you meet him.
Well, that's funny because I was enrolling in college in the next couple of weeks.
Good. See, that's study.
It's not for work, though. I mean, just
I don't care, but anything you do with study, you bring back to your job. Do you see this? It's higher knowledge.
Yeah. Okay.
Your next one is intention. Are you ready to set all new goals this year?
I am.
Excellent. And I drew 5 by mistake, or maybe not by mistake, because the next one is new love, and the next one is goals. He's very goal-oriented. Are you?
No, not really. No.
You will be. It's like I like to have money in the bank. He's goal oriented and very family oriented.
Oh, that's good.
Loves his family. I feel the same thing. Like that's what you're craving, someone who loves family. I feel like in the past you haven't had a man who honored his family.
No, I haven't.
I know. So you need like attracts like, my friend, but. Yeah, he sets new goals, and so do you. Call me when you meet him. I want to see him. Send a picture. All right, have a great day.
You too, thanks.
Bye.
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 All righty. All right, just 1 second. I'm just trying to figure out where my caller went. There she is.
Nadine.
Nadine, there you go.
Yes, it's me. I'm here.
Hey, Nadine, how are you?
Hi, how you doing? That's my first time. I'm so happy.
Hi. Wow, you got good energy, too.
Thank you.
What's your question, honey?
My question is everything, because I don't even know where I'm at right now, because I'm traveling, you know, go to my country, go to Ecuador. I'm helping people. I don't know. It's everything mixed together.
All right. Well, can I hone in on your energy for a minute?
Yes.
Okay. Take a deep breath and let me feel. You're so busy, Nadine, you're hiding from everybody else. What does that mean? You're keeping yourself so busy that where's your life in the midst of this? Do you see that?
Well, I don't have one. My life is about
I know you don't have one because you're so busy helping everybody else. What do you do for fun for Nadine?
Read, connect on Facebook, trying to give everybody good energy.
Yeah. Where do you go when you need good energy, though, honey?
Well, I don't know. It's just like all about my kids, you know, everybody else's kids, you know, I'm helping other people, but nothing for me.
So this is what I mean. You don't have your own happiness. Where you get up in the morning and say, I'm doing this for Nadine today. And what's your oldest son's name?
Daughters.
Why do I feel a son?
Oh, I don't know.
Any miscarriage?
I have two girls.
Two girls, but why? I feel like your firstborn was a son. Did you have a miscarriage?
Yes.
Because I feel a son very connected. He was the firstborn. Whether it's a miscarriage or whatever it is, I feel a son watching over you. Do you ever feel him or see him in your dreams?
No.
Okay. You may see him as a grown-up or a little baby, but that son is safely in heaven. And who's the youngest of these daughters?
Oh, Melissa.
Okay. Is she not close to you right now?
She's turning 16 this month. I mean, next month. We are very close, as a matter of fact.
Is she getting, like, further away from you? If all 16-year-olds do that? Like trying to grow up, Mom.
I think the 18-year-old is doing that.
Really? That's the older daughter?
Yeah, the older daughter. She turned 18.
What's her first name?
Victoria.
Victoria. All right. You got to watch Victoria because she's pulling her love away too quickly. Do you see that?
Yes.
She needs you, but she's trying to block you from her life, but that's the last thing in the world she should be doing. Is she getting married, or did she just get married?
No, no.
Why do she's I see ring?
Oh, I think graduation ring. She just got from...
Ah, that she just received?
Yeah, she just received it from...
Okay, I see rings, though, more than one. Did she receive more than one?
I don't know. I just bought some ring for them from my vacation.
Okay, so that's rings. And she's particularly bright. Do you see this?
Oh, she is. She sure is.
It's like it comes very natural, very easy to her.
Yeah, since she was born. It's just like, I don't even remember helping her making A. And she was valedictorian in her school. She was in Ecuador. She was doing very well. She came back in the U.S. She was a valedictorian for graduation and everything. She is very smart.
Yeah.
But right now, she just like wanted to take a little time from college. But right now, she decides she's going to go. So she's working on it. But everything, I have nothing to do with that. I'm just giving her life because she is very, very smart. And I'm very happy.
Well, life and a little bit of prayer. But this kid knows where she's going. It's just that... She's trying to draw her energy away because
she called me too controlling and overbearing because, you know, I raised them by myself. So I was like a very protective mother. But right now I'm trying to move a little away from them, take vacation by myself. I never done that before. So I'm trying to move away because I feel like, you know, I don't know how to handle auto and do away from them, but I'm working on it.
Good. She'll be back, but I feel like, enjoy your free time too, Mom. And I don't feel a father figure here. Is there no father?
He never been around since they were
I feel like she misses a father figure. Like if she calls upon him, he's not there for her.
Well, the thing is, we don't know how to get in touch with him, really, because he never been away. He's in New York. We are in Florida.
Okay. I just feel like even if she connected with him, he's still in that place that he used to be. But you've been mom and dad to both of these girls, so God bless you.
Yes, and me and St. Joseph, me and my angels, because I never feel alone because I've been blessed.
Exactly. You're never alone, but you raised these kids with such love that you were mom and dad.
Oh, yes, I give them my all.
I know. Have you lost a sister?
Yes.
I just keep getting love from your sister in heaven. Do you pray to her?
Oh, yeah. I love her so much.
Yeah, your sister just wants to say hi to you, honey. You had a long life, but she had to go early. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me shuffle some cards. What's your question?
My question is more about health because my nails, I don't eat meat for a while. And now my nails is turning all brown. I'm a little worried, but I don't know.
You need to give half of these worries, if not all, to your angels. That's not your job to worry.
Okay.
Besides, 99% of what you worry about is never going to happen. Do you see that?
Okay. All right. Okay.
So give it to your angels. Look how far you've come. Your first card is support. Nadine, you don't know how to ask for support? You think you can do it all by yourself?
I feel so blessed. It's just like a gratitude because I feel like they helped me so much. I'm afraid to ask for some more help because I've been so blessed in my life. You know, the kids are healthy, I'm healthy, and my family, everybody's doing well. So I feel so blessed, you know, and a lot of love from them.
All right, and so ask for support from your angels. You mentioned health, too. Is something wrong with the top of your legs?
Top of my legs.
When you get up to stand, do they bother you or are they sore?
No, I travel, you know. I don't know when I get off the airplane, if that's what it is.
Were you sitting for a long period of time then on an airplane?
And from Ecuador, it's like about 4 hours and a half.
I just feel like the top of your legs are sore right now while we're speaking.
I don't know if it's my best friend. You know, she has a problem with her knee. I don't know if she's hurting.
No, it's higher than the knee. It's the top of the thigh.
Mm.
Have you been bending over a lot or your legs stiff? That's all I feel right now. Nothing bad, just that they're stiff. Okay. You're good, honey, but do you get migraines?
No, not at all.
Why do I feel that?
Not at all. I don't know if you're reading for my best friend because she always tapping her head and her knees.
What's
and
her
stuff
name?
Like that. Jolene.
All right. What is she doing about these migraines? They're really serious now.
Okay. Because I never got migraine. I'm so blessed. I don't have those things.
But you're feeling her migraines because I'm feeling them through you. Hers are all hormonal.
Oh, okay.
Is she going through the change of life, menopause?
She doesn't have any children. I think it's probably that she don't have any. She lost two babies.
Oh, but I feel like she's getting migraines from menopause. Tell her those babies are always with her. Your next card is New Beginnings. Are you ready to start new?
Yes, I am.
Good. I just feel like you opened a door lately and everything feels fresh and new. And your next one is Signs. Do you see your angels a lot? They love to show themselves.
I don't know if they come as bird or, I don't know, little lizard, big lizard, bird,
angels,
butterfly,
Yeah, but angels can take any form, but usually it's a wing form, like a dragonfly, butterfly, a bird. Yep.
Oh, they're all around me. I see them, you know.
And Nadine, don't laugh. Your last card is romance. Are you looking for romance again?
Yes, I am.
Good. It's about time, your angels say.
Okay. Well, I need a nice break to know where I'm at.
I feel there's a person. Is there someone in your life right now?
Right now we're talking. There is somebody. We're talking, but it's just like, you know, I feel like he's in a difficult relation, and I don't want to move on that, and I told him he has to clear up things, and I don't know what's going to happen. But,
right, but he wants romance, so please be careful.
No, I can't have romance without a great relationship.
Good. I just feel like he's not the one. But don't romance the wrong man, okay?
Oh, no, I won't. I don't want to go that route unless it's something for real.
And what's in April for you?
April.
Your sister keeps showing me the month of April. Is it her birthday, your birthday?
I'm in March 30th. I'm in the end of March.
I don't know why she's showing me April. Maybe you're celebrating later this year, but she says happy birthday. This
Ooh.
Is a big one this year.
Ooh, I hope so.
Yes. All right, thank you, sweetheart. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, you're in Florida. How do I take the class? I need to get something to help me because right now I'm on my own. I'm a little confused.
Yeah. Where do you live far away?
I'm in Florida, in Plantation.
All right, so you should go to my website and click on the online class. I would be honored to have you in class.
I will really appreciate that. Thank you very
much. And then
much.
We'll really teach you to talk to your loved ones and angels. And because
you
have
you.
All
Thank
these gifts. Yeah. All right. I can't wait to see you in class.
I will.
Bye, Nadine.
Bye, Nadine.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Hey, Francine. How are you holding up?
Do we have a lot in the line?
Yeah, we got a couple left. You want to take one more?
I'll do two more, and that's good for today. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Good.
All right, Kay, you're on.
Hey.
Hi, what's your first name?
It's Kay.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you doing, Francine?
I'm wonderful. What's your question?
My question is, do you see anything coming this next month in terms of a job?
Next month,
like, okay. Yeah, because I feel like everything is, like, all my meetings are happening, but I'm just hoping that these meetings come through, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what? You've never shown fear around a job. Why are you showing fear now? And hold on, I got to let my dog in. You can hear him banging at the door. Hold on.
No worries.
Come on, Joe. Why are you fearing this for the first time in your life?
I've been out of a job for a month now.
Ah, that's why. So you're afraid to get back in the workforce. So because of your fears,
anxiety.
Yeah, it's anxiety. It's fear. But you know you have all the qualifications.
I mean,
this,
yeah, for sure. I know I have qualifications, but it's just a matter of, you know, like having the meet and greet. I'm actually thinking sometime this week about just showing up to companies that I've been seeing posts for and just, like, meeting with the HR, just, like,
I
top
agree.
Drop. I don't know if anyone does that anymore. So.
They don't. And you know what? Most people that are healers, they sell themselves just by meeting them. They don't even interview anyone else. I wish more people would get the gumph to do that. Go, meet with people. I had a girl that lived – are you in Florida, too?
No, I'm in New York.
Okay. Oh, wow, you got an even better opportunity. But I had a girl in Florida who couldn't find a job for a year. And I finally said, go knock on doors. Let them see that beautiful face. So can I draw some cards and see when your job's coming?
Yes, please.
Good. Do you have a son?
No.
No children?
You know, it's weird that you're saying that.
I feel a little boy right next to you. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just, and it's weird because I woke up this morning, because I'm kind of intuitive as well, so I'm like, I woke up this morning and I was like, something doesn't feel right. But let's not that be the case.
Ah. Could we be feeling a baby, Kay?
Yeah.
Or
that's what I felt this morning.
All right. I just feel like a little boy is all around you. But let's get the job first. How's
that? Yeah, please.
It's either a boy wants to come or, man, I don't know. All right, let me shuffle some cards, and then we'll see a little more. There is a baby card. I'll let you know if you draw it. Oh, yeah, you just did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Your first card is new love, but it's right next to the miracle card. Do you have a new love in your life?
I just met someone recently, and then, strangely enough, someone who I'm more attracted to on the mental and spiritual side kind of showed up, but I don't know if something is going to pursue, you know.
I don't feel it with the old one. I feel it with the new love. I feel he's very interested. Yep. I also feel if you're not careful, you're going to have a baby boy soon, so... be very careful.
Okay.
You've got new love and miracles. The miracle card is the baby card. What I feel is this man is very good for you, and it starts off as a beautiful friendship. Are you feeling that?
I mean, you know, we just met like more than a week ago, so it's kind of slow and it's easy going. And you know, he seems very not so complicated, which is nice.
Good. Good. I just feel like you hold the power over him right now. He's in awe of you. He wants to get to know you. The old guy, it didn't work out then, and I don't feel he's changed much. I still feel he's connected.
It's weird because, like, the old guy, like, no pun intended, he's actually a lot older than me as well. But he's, you know, like, when we first met, it was actually a year ago. And I just had this instant connection with him just by looking at him. And he picked up on it as well. So I actually ran into him on Monday. And, you know, we met up afterwards.
But I feel he's a player, Kay, the older man. I do.
Probably.
Your next one is emerging in power. You will have a job within a six weeks. 6 months, I hope it's 6 days. But they give you a lot of power in this new job. You have room for big advancement.
That's so nice to hear.
Good. Call me. I hope it's 6 days and not 6 months. But yeah,
I know,
it's
right?
Like you start at one end and they groom you to bigger and better. So it's like you never have to look for another job again because they're going to love you.
Be here in New York, or will I be moving?
I feel exactly where you are. You may have to travel a little. It might not be in your backyard, but it's in the New York area.
Yeah, I'm right in the city, so I'm be anywhere.
All right. Good girl. All right, enjoy your day.
Thank you so much for the reading, Francine.
Thank you. God bless.
All right, we're going to our last caller.
Hello.
Joellen?
Oh, hi. Thank you so much.
Not last but not least, Tan Joellen.
That's right.
What's your question?
Well, you know, I'm starting new beginnings. I just finished training for a new job, and I'm having to move back to Chicago, and just all these things are up in the air, and it's making me feel a little uneasy. And also just, you know, is there love in the life?
All right. Well, first of all, I feel like these choices were imminent. Does that make sense?
That I had to do?
I feel like you were stuck where you were. Is that true?
Yes.
Good. So in your soul, you know you made the right choices.
Yeah.
Is your family back in Chicago?
No, my family's here in Indianapolis, and it's, you know, I'm feeling a little sad leaving because I actually left Chicago to come back here to Indianapolis, and the job is leading me back to Chicago.
Yeah, but that's only for 2 years. Did they tell you that?
No.
Okay. Why do I fear it's just a 2-year stint and then you get to go back?
I don't know. It's
But the whole purpose is you're going to Chicago to meet your soulmate. You must know that.
Well, I've waited 20 years for that guy. Why didn't he
come
for then?
And he's been getting out of a lousy marriage to get you. Yeah, Chicago's where you meet him, but you bring him back home with you because he wants new beginnings too. But I do feel like you sign on for 2 years with this company.
Well, I anticipate longer. It's one of those companies that you kind of end up retiring with.
Right, but could you do your work from your home city?
Well,
once they get to know you, are you getting what I say?
No, that might be the part-time gig because what I'm doing now is flying, flight attendant.
Okay.
And on the side, I want to go back to my graphic design.
Ah. So that's the side business. That's your true passion. You know that.
Oh, yeah, but, the travel and the benefits of the other companies worth it.
I know. But your passion is the graphic design. So are you doing that on the side?
Not right now because I've been preoccupied.
All right. But I do feel in 2 years you'll be back home again. And do you have a new niece or nephew coming?
Oh, I have so many of them. Who knows?
No, new coming. Not quite here.
Like I said, I've got nieces that just got married. So yeah, maybe
okay.
They'll have.
All right. All right. Let me see if I get the new love card for you. 1, 2, 3, 4. Good. You're going on this new job for a healing and. You don't trust men yet. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
I feel like you haven't settled because the men that you hang out with they're not solid. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So they're not family-oriented or solid. I just feel like they're not consistent with their love. Are you finding that that's your track record?
No, I'm finding that they married the next girl.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't take that personally. You love to nurture men. They need to learn to nurture you, pal.
That's true.
It is. It's like you make it so easy. All right. Because your next card is divine timing. Are you ready to meet him? But you got to let go of all the old junk first. It's like you're starting fresh and new. Divine guidance means he will be led to you. Why do I feel he has something to do with aviation too? But on the ground.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not either. That doesn't make for a good... But I do, unless he just likes it to do it personally for himself. I feel like he builds stuff or builds airplanes. Does that make sense?
Oh, I knew a fella that he actually builds airplanes, but he's back in California.
What happened to him?
Well, he's back in California and I'm here.
But the love was great.
Well, he was much younger, much younger.
Okay. All right, I still feel that. I feel like someone who builds airplanes, aviation on the ground. But I feel like he's there for you. He's got your back. You've got Archangel Michael next, and you also have dreams. You see this new man in your dreams. Tell me about your dreams.
No, I'm not remembering my dreams lately.
Go ahead.
I keep thinking it's someone that's, more of a business-minded person, and he travels a lot because of it. Kind of a mover and a shaker, a person that really is ambitious.
I see that, but I see it as something to do with building airplanes or building, I don't know, something where he does building. His hands are always busy. And not that he has someone build for him. That's like his passion. Is he a businessman? He's made a business out of this. So... Very, very wealthy. I feel like he's disconnecting from someone right now, but you'll know that he has something to do with on-the-ground airplanes, you'll see. Maybe he does the interior of airplanes.
Well, maybe he has an airline.
I don't feel he wants for money. I just feel he wants for love. He can't find a genuine woman. He is older than you this time. Is that going to make a difference?
Well, I kind of wanted to still have a family.
Okay. I do feel he is older. I can see the white hair around the temples. So doesn't mean he's not open to children, but I do feel he has three of his own.
No. See, I wouldn't be interested in that.
You'll see. You'll see. What if you just see him and you fall right in love with him? And he says, I'll take one more kid.
You know, I just don't see myself being married to somebody's ex-wife. That's what I've kind of put, I've drawn the line on that one all of my life.
All right. Well, I feel he has been married. And he does have three kids, and they are grown. So this man's a little older than you. But you can tell him no if you want, but I feel he does come. And I feel he lives in the Chicago area.
Do you see anyone else that's actually younger? And
I see the California guy, but you won't give him another chance, I feel.
Well,
is that so?
It's just because I'm not living there. I mean, if there's an opportunity.
But you fly a lot. Tell him to take you out for dinner. But you know what, Joellen? I'm going to be honest. I feel this new guy coming in, but he's older than you. So let's take it from there, honey. And have a good day. What airlines do you work for? We'll give it a plug.
Oh, no, but thanks anyway. I appreciate
it. All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're all set, and
thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to let everybody know you can go up to the website and check out all the radio show dates for Francine for the rest of this year at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Make sure to go over to her website, Francine's. Yeah, I don't even have the link. Francine'sAngels.com, right? I'm doing this off the top of my head.
Yep, you got it.
And so go to Francine'sAngels.com and check out her new class in Massachusetts and her online class. And as we had stated in the beginning of the show, just remember that PayPal, through their system and their arrangements, are offering 6 months 0% financing on any purchases. That's a PayPal thing that doesn't really have anything to do with us, but just a nice way of managing the cost of the online class that's available. And we're really excited about all that. And make sure to check out the website. And with that, Francine, thank you. And thank you for staying.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah. All right. I love you. And good night, everybody.
You too. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you next month. See you in September.
September.
I believe it's the first, Labor Day weekend.